A new way to have fun is coming to West Michigan. That is, if fun to you is solving clues and escaping from a locked room. It's called Escape Michigan, opening in mid-June in the town of Walker near Grand Rapids. CJ DeVries is marketing manager for Escape Michigan. CJ, what is a live escape room?
Well, it is actually based off of a video game that's been very popular where people have to find the clues in order to escape the room. It's a trend that is becoming very popular in the United States, so we decided why not in Grand Rapids. How it works is you have a team of five or six people. You're locked in a room. There are so many clues, and you have to find out where the key is located in order to escape the room. The key might not be what you would expect, so you have to keep an open mind and just have fun with it.
All right, give me an idea then. My group shows up, and there's, say, six of my girlfriends and I come to Escape Michigan. What happens?
Well, first you are introduced to the Game Master. He's actually going to be with you through the entire process. The Game Master then takes you to the room that you decide. We actually have two right now. It's Outbreak, which is more of like a virus-type sterile room. And then the other one is actually the Secret Double Agent, and it's more of like his house as if it was like in a New York-based home. And once you're in there, the Game Master can actually watch you through a closed-circuit TV, so he can give you hints if you get stuck somewhere, because we want it to be challenging, not frustrating.
And it's not like a haunted house, right? Because I know you guys also do the haunt there in Walker, so this is not spooky and dark?
No, we actually say that the only thing that if using your mind terrifies you, then it might be scary. But other than that, it is not scary at all.
What kind of clues are we talking about?
For instance, there might be something located on the bottom part of a glass that says, check the air duct. So then you would go to the air duct to see that there is another clue there.
Okay.
There might be puzzles, so it would maybe a riddle that you have to figure out in order to find out where the next clue is to find out how to open a secret door or something like
All
that.
All right, and if my lame bunch of girlfriends and I just, you know, completely freak out and can't figure out how to get out, we get a little help from the Game Master?
Absolutely. Since we do have a monitor inside the room, and whenever you get stuck, he can throw on images to help you get to the next clue. And at any point in time, you know, that you feel like extremely panicked or you don't want to do it anymore, we can let you out of the room. It's meant to be fun, not meant to be like you're staying in there forever.
What kind of groups do you think the Escape Michigan will appeal to?
Well, I think it's kind of a broad spectrum of people, but what we're looking to do is more of team building, great for churches, school groups. We do require, if you're under 18, having somebody here with you, a parent or a legal guardian, but anybody can come out. A group of girlfriends, you know, bachelorette parties is great, or just, you know, having a night on the town.
And this is the first in West Michigan, am I right?
This is the first in West Michigan, yes, ma'am.
All right. I know they've been popping up on the east side of the state. So anyone who enjoys these video games that have gotten so popular, these digital games, it's a chance to do it for real.
Absolutely.
Escape Michigan, where you search, solve, and you escape. It's opening near Grand Rapids in Walker in mid-June. You can check the website at escapemichigan.com. CJ DeVries, thank you so much for speaking with us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.